there's so much newness going on around this place. I can barely take it. It's all good. It's all positive. We're in the new building. It's great. We're new champs now, celebrating the Nuggets. I just grew another year older, which is fantastic. I love that. And then I walk in today, and Angel, who I've only known as being a long-haired person, is no longer long-haired. And it looks good. I thought you were going to go down. You told me you were going to shave it at or cut it at some point. I thought maybe you were going to buzz it. But it looks, you look sharp, dude. You kept the beard. It's good. Got the suave going, man. It looks fantastic.
Thank you. What went into it makes this? Me look older. I've heard.
Not like in a bad way, like more distinguished.
No. I've heard Wolverine, a skinny Wolverine from Micah this morning.
See, so, it looks sharp, man. You got thick hair. So it kind of works, short hair like that.
Well, it's weird because when it was long, it was very thin.
Right. Now it looks thick.
Yes.
So
products.
It looks good, dude.
Thank you.
What went into the thought process? When did this happen, by the way?
This happened Friday after the morning show. Since we were off, I figured good as time as any to do it. It was getting not like annoying, but it was at the point where I've done all I can with this hair. I've got the look. I grew into it. I enjoyed it. But it was time just for something different, and it was going to happen sooner or later, so just cut it off.
You kept teasing it. You kept saying, hey, at some point, the hair's going away.
Yes. It was supposed to be gone a little over a year ago, and it never left.
Now it's short hair, man. It looks sharp. So again, just changes happening throughout this place, and yeah, well done. You got a you went to a concert at Empower Field. There it is.
I can tell you the new Jumbotron looks really cool. It's not usable yet. There's still a chunk missing out of it, but it's massive.
It's in the process. Should be ready by the time the season starts up.
Yes, Broncos fans will be able to see maybe some touchdowns.
We can only hope. Mini camp is over.
The horse is there, though. The big white horse is up on
the thing.
Yeah,
I saw that they put the horse back up a couple of weeks, or I don't know, a week ago or whatever. I saw that they put that bad boy back up. Because, you know, people freaked out for a second.
He had the Broncos cheerleaders lead him out for his first set. Miles was there waving the flag around. It's a little bit of Broncos love there.
So what was the concert experience? Okay, so who'd you go to see again?
I saw an artist. His name is Elenium.
Okay.
His real name is Nick Miller. He's originally from Denver. So this was kind of a homecoming event, big show for him. It's a show called Trilogy, and it's basically three separate sets in the same concert by the same artist. They're just all different. And it was actually the highest-selling electronic headlining event in Colorado history.
Wow.
So not just the production of it, but the venue it was in, the amount of people that were there. If the entire stadium was open, it was only like a little over half with the stage. The amount of people in the stands and on the floor would have filled that stadium up. Crazy.
But a good environment for a concert. I've never been to a concert there, whether it was Mile High or Invesco or Sports Authority. I've never been to a concert.
Yeah, I've seen a concert at Ball Arena. I've seen one at Red Rocks. This one at a stadium like that was just insane. It's hard to really grasp the perspective of it. But like when the sun goes down, it's all dark. There's no big stadium lights on. And then the fireworks start shooting off, and you can just, the entire stadium gets lit up, and you just see all these people there. It was super cool.
That's awesome, man. Well, and it was your birthday weekend. You had a birthday on Sunday. Mine was on Saturday. Back-to-back birthdays there. So, sounds like you had a good...
I think I'm 24?
You're 24.
How old is Tanner? 26?
He's 26, because I'm 11 years older than him.
I'm 25.
Oh, you're already losing track.
Yeah, right. I mean, I didn't even know.
Once you turn 21, it's kind of like... You don't really pay attention to it anymore. I do, but...
There's always, like, a song that can go with it. You know, Taylor Swift has the 22 song, but there's nothing after 22.
No. It's pretty much...
There's no songs about, oh, I'm 23.
No. Or 37. No. That's what I am. I don't feel 37.
You stop saying the number, and you just start, I remember back then.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sore all the time now. Everything's starting to hurt.
Oh, I'm very sore.
Yeah, just wait till you get into the 30s, and it's just like, you take a nap, and you wake up. I took a nap yesterday. We were over at my mother and father-in-law's house, playing outside all day, and then I went in and watched the Rockies game. Fell asleep and they were up 5-0. I'm like, oh, they've got this. They'll be fine.
Wonder what
so
happened.
I fall asleep and I wake up my neck's killing me because I was turned to the left too much, apparently. So that's what that was. And a very fun time. But it was good. It was Father's Day. All that. Had the birthday on Saturday. My wife just got me the hookup, dude. All Nugget shirt. I got the official championship shirt.
Champions.
I got another one with Malone, the saying that said, we ain't finished yet or whatever. I got that one. Nice. Bunch of cool ones. I got a Murray shirt because I already have the Joker one. And then a little, not the bobbleheads, but
A Funko Pop.
Funko Pop of Joker. So that was cool.
Nice.
It's cool because I got Nikola Jokic right next to my Batman one. Uh-huh. So we got the Joker and we got Batman, officially the new Joker. So it was good. It was a lot of fun. But then, of course, you go outside. My wife's like, hey, it's Father's Day, so I'm not even going to tell you. I was like, what's going on? And then a backyard, 4 million leaks from our big yard project. So get to look forward to that this week at some point. I put it off yesterday. But yeah, yard work never, and we don't have a big yard. It just never ends.
Well, that means you got to put more work into the small yard to make it look good.
Yeah, you really do. You know?
Big yard, you can, oh, look at the tree over there.
Big yards, you can have like a little section or a little circle of dead grass or whatever. It's like not a big deal.
I'm working on it. It's where the dog goes.
With mine, it's like if there's a section of bad grass, it just looks awful. So yeah, I've got a lot of that to figure out. I wanted to get through the weekend though. So I'll probably do that this
afternoon. Father's Day is weird. It's either, is this a day to relax as a dad, or is it, hey, dad, you need to go do work?
No. For my kid, it was like, hey, I want you to pull me around in this wagon all day. So we're going to do that. And that's part of the reason I was sore. Things that I used to do even 5 years ago are like, whoa, okay.
I mean, I can't dance like I used to because I was very sore.
Were still you dancing? Sore. Did you dance?
Dancing, jumping,
bouncing. What kind of dances? What kind of dancing?
It's not really like...
This is kind of movement.
Moves. It's very sporadic movements, a lot of jumping, head banging, just...
Were you sore then? You were sore.
I'm still sore. My back is killing me.
Head banging at a rock concert, whatever.
Head banging without hair is a big change.
Well, a lot faster, right?
Yeah, you use the momentum of the hair, and then I cut it off, so I didn't... It was just my neck.
And you weren't used to that,
no.
Man. No. Whoa,
there's
slow
a weight
down
difference.
Here.
It's like taking the donut off a bat.
Oh, yeah, my buddy... So, I told you, Tool's coming to the Budweiser Event Center, and one of my best friends from high school is like, hey, we're going to this. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this stuff anymore, man. I'm going to try... But I'm not really the head. At sporting events or concerts, I'm pretty much the same dude. Mm-hmm. I just kind of stand there. And I sing a little bit, whatever, but I'm not really animated whatsoever, wherever I am. So we'll see. I would like to go because it's in our own backyard, and I'm a big Tool fan. So we'll see what happens.
What's
there.
Your favorite Tool?
Like a Tool?
Yeah.
Like favorite Tool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta like the drill.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty good.
All right.
Least favorite, probably my lawnmower because I'm getting tired of mowing the lawn.
Is that a
tool
or is that an operator issue?
I don't know. That's a mixture, I guess. It's what you use to mow the lawn. The weed eater's great. The lawnmower's not so great. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So, Angel, we have a potential trade happening. At least it sounds like it. Suns are finalizing a trade for the Wizards' Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal just signed a max contract not that long ago. So now the Suns are going to have some pretty big contracts now with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant. What does that do for the Suns? And Chris Paul was shocked by it. We knew they were going to move on from him. I just didn't know if they were going to release him.
Well, he was waived
from
his player option, so it was... Kind of just wait and see for him, and it's still wait and see.
It's still wait and see. So he's still like kind of part of them.
Washington's trying to get a trade for him. If they can't get a trade, they'll have to buy out the rest of his contract, and then he can go wherever he wants.
And then you've already heard, you know, Clippers, Lakers. Those are the ones that I keep hearing. So
is it arrogance or cockiness that we're just not bothered by any of this?
No, because, again, it's that whole trust thing. The Nuggets earned our trust. You know, the Suns were the midseason favorites. Everybody picked the Suns to win the title. The Lakers were going to come on and all these different storylines. The Warriors were going to get it right. And then the Nuggets just kept overcoming all those odds where now, okay, try. You can try.
Are these moves in reaction to the Nuggets or is it just we need to be a better team?
I think you see a lot of this regardless of the sport. It's reactionary to the team that either beat you or the team that won the title. You know, Denver didn't knock Minnesota out of the playoffs last year, but Tim Connelly goes there and says, we need to get bigger. We need to get two centers, essentially, to stop Nikola Jokic, because we think we're going to have to get through them to get to a title. So that's Phoenix saying, all right, Chris Paul's not there, but we got a guy that averaged 23 points a game last year and about a, you know, 5 or 6 assists a game. We're going to bring in a Bradley Beal. He's not a superstar. He's a good player, but he's not a superstar. But is he better than Chris Paul? And based off the injuries,
they're just two different players.
They are two different players. I'll be curious to see how they share the basketball with Phoenix. So now you've got the four-letter network and everybody coming out saying, okay, that's the team to beat again. Bradley Beal is the guy that puts you over the hump. You won in 6. So Bradley Beal takes a win in 6 to a win in game 7 or whatever? I mean, changes that much? No, I don't. I'm just not worried. That's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Did I get everybody in there that might be a threat? Which team is the biggest threat to the Nuggets winning back-to-back NBA titles? Is it the Suns, Lakers, Kings, Warriors, Clippers, Bucks, Celtics, Heat? And I almost forgot about the Grizzlies, but I don't know. And then I didn't put other. Those are my options.
You left off the Rockets. I mean,
I left off the Rockets. I actually thought about putting like the Thunder in there because I think they're going to be an up-and-coming team. But I did leave off the 76ers. How about that? Do you believe in the 76ers? Unless they do something big. We don't even know what James Harden's going to do yet. So I didn't put the Sixers up there. But the Suns are probably the... Are they the biggest threat? Or do you go back to Boston's going to get it right? Because Boston still has Jaylen Brown for one more year. Question is, are they going to be working on the contract extension? Or is that going to be weird for him? How committed is he going to be in Boston if he knows the contract extension's not coming up? But I still go back to like a Boston or Milwaukee in the East because you got Giannis sewed up. Chris Middleton has a player option going into this year, but he's got $41 million if he picks it up. Drew Holiday's under contract. Brooke Lopez will be a free agent. Bobby Portis is still there. Jay Crowder will be a free agent. Grayson Allen's got one more year. So are the Bucks really the threat? Or is it the Miami Heat again? Who's the biggest threat at this point? And I don't know if it's an obvious, oh, it's the Suns now.
I'd probably say the Bucks at this point, just because they didn't have a fully healthy Giannis in the playoffs, and that clearly hurt them as a team. I think getting them back and maybe kind of remotivated them to doing that, and I would love to see a Jokic-Giannis finals matchup. That'd be so fun. That's out of the East. In terms of the West, I can't really, at this point, I can't really say it, whether that's recency bias or whatever. I can't look at this Nuggets team and say you can beat them.
Not right now.
What I just saw them do in the playoffs, you're not beating them.
The only thing that would scare me right now is if Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green turn back the clock about 5 years somehow and then bring that team in. That's what scares me. But the Warriors don't scare me. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. I'm not afraid anymore.
The reality is we used to talk about you have to outscore the Denver Nuggets. Now you really have to because their defense stepped up so much in the playoffs. Malone's going to hark on that, say, hey, we did this in the big moments. We need to build on this throughout the entire year. And the offense is just going to get better when Christian Brown and Peyton Watson get it going.
Yeah.
You're going to have to outscore and defend this Nuggets team, and they're not easy to defend.
The question mark again around the Nuggets is Bruce Brown. And if they can't get a deal done, or if Bruce, because I'm torn, because on the parade was that Thursday, you had Michael Malone say he ain't going anywhere. Bruce Brown did one more year, question mark. But he did say something later on in the parade that said, I'm about to get paid. He did say that. Again, do you want to take the word of a bunch of drunk dudes at a parade? I'm still up in the air. I'm very confused by it. But I've never seen a coach, whether he was under the influence of some alcohol or not, I've never seen a coach just so confidently say he ain't going anywhere. Have you ever seen that? I haven't seen a guy quite
maybe,
like that.
Maybe, but maybe not something as so matter of fact as Malone said it, and that may have just been the booze talking. As a media person or a fan, whatever, do you trust the Nuggets if they can't re-sign Bruce to fill that role effectively?
It's going to be a lot of, hey, Christian Brown, you were great last year as a kid for us. Now you got to step up. You got to be an adult because you're probably going to get a bigger role. either way, regardless of what they do with Bruce Brown, they're probably going to need Christian Brown to step up into a bigger role. So there is a question mark surrounding this team. It's not like it's just, oh, they're reloaded, they're good. Yeah, they've got the core together. The starters are coming back. They've got a good piece in the rookie with Christian Brown coming back. But it is a question mark to see how they work Bruce, whoever that is to replace him, or does Bruce pick up his player option and play one more year, gamble on himself to get even more potential money. But if he gets hurt or anything, that goes away. I mean, we're talking, what is he, 6.8? We're talking, he's probably up there on 14 to 16. KCP's getting paid $14 million a year. And Bruce Brown, I think we could make a case, was more important to the playoff run than KCP. You could make a case.
Could, but KCP also has a ring.
He had some good moments too, and defensively he had some good moments. I think that goes under the radar because he had some key stops in the entire playoff run.
It's tough when you have a player off the bench that plays like a starter, and just because of the rotation, you just happen to be the sixth man. If you didn't have KCP, Bruce would be starting with Jamal. So it's tough because you want him, you love him in his role. It seems that he fits in that role. But he also has earned the starter money.
Well, and everyone's comparing, and rightfully so, because it's Bruce Brown and Nazem Kadri. You know, you're kind of looking at those comparisons from last year and go, well, was that a bigger deal to not have him this year than we thought, maybe at the time? And it turned out to be a pretty big loss for the Avs. No question about it. Yet they did get hot and found a way back into the playoffs and got a one seed, all that stuff, but just didn't have it in that first round, but that proved to be a big hit for them. Bruce Brown, that's where you caution the Nuggets. It's like, don't, you know, do what you can. Try to figure it out somehow. At the end of the day, though, the ball's kind of going to be in Bruce Brown's court. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online, fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, you know what? We've gone a week, you know, it's been over a week or about a week since the Nuggets won their title, less than a week since they had their big parade, so we're celebrating that, but it was also just a nice weekend to, you know, whether you're a father, you want to honor your father, it was Father's Day weekend, and it was good for me. I hope you guys, fathers listening or whatever, had a fantastic weekend as well. The bad for me, oh my goodness. 8-1, 10-2, 14-6, 8-3. Those were the scores in the games between the Rockies and the Braves the last four games. A record 12 homers in four games allowed by the Rockies. I was watching, they were up 5-0. I'm like, the Rockies are going to do something here. All right. And then I faded. I fell asleep. And I look up and it's 14-6, games over. What just happened? The Rockies are bad. It's just bad.
They got, like, what, five games under 500?
Yep.
A few games back in the wild card.
Taylor tweeted about it, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Still think that was the main culprit there. They are 29-45, the only team in the NL West to not have won 30 yet.
Almost a 50 losses, so.
It's almost a 50.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, you look at that.
Can we get there by the fourth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can we bet on that? Who do they have tonight? The Reds. The Reds are about a 500 team or whatever, so I don't know, man.
Are they home?
No, they're at Cincinnati. Have they been home in like 8 years, man? They were in Boston for three-game series and at Atlanta for the four-game series. Now they're at Cincinnati for three-game series.
They'll never come back.
They're never coming back. There might not be anything left. The ugly here, this is kind of a rough story on primetime. CU Buffs Deion Sanders at risk of having left foot amputated. We knew he had issues. He only had, like, what, two of the toes were already removed, and he's in pain all the time. He has to have, like, a masseuse guy come in and just work his leg and his foot. And by the time the fourth quarter hits in games, he's already talked about it. He's like, his foot is killing him. Now he's saying it's, like, numb. The circulation issues are bad. And they're talking about, like, maybe they'll have to remove the foot. And that is an interesting little nugget to throw in this about primetime, because we've already said, is he going to be the kind of guy that wants to coach for the next 5 years? What does he do with his life? Well, with that, yeah, that's severely, whether you have your foot or you don't, that's going to severely impact your sidelines, your sideline work, man. I mean, does he go to the booth? That kind of thing. So we'll have Brian Howell of BuffZone.com join us a little bit later on in the program. It's the whole show. We're just getting rocking and rolling here. Can you believe the NBA draft is on Thursday? So championship victory last week. Now it's the NBA draft. And what can the Nuggets do that they've done in the past 5 years? They just keep finding guys, whether that's in the late first round or in the second round. They have two picks in the second round, number 37 and number 40. One of those is the Thunders. And then they have a 2024 first-round pick. Do they find a way to package those three and move into the first round? Or do they believe in themselves and they keep digging and mining for gold like they did with Nikola Jokic and find somebody in the second round?
Well, that I was going to bring that up. Do other teams start looking at the second round and saying, we could find a Nikola Jokic here and maybe we don't see as many moves back to the first?
You might see the NBA, they start to do things a little bit differently, you know, in building through the draft. We'll see. 26 minutes after the hour, it is a Monday, the 19th day of June. Can you believe that? The Greeley Stampede is almost here. I've got some tickets to give away right now. Two grandstand tickets to one of the PRCA rodeo events. Any one between the 24th and the 28th. I got a voucher for two of those tickets right now. Let's go caller number three on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. I got your ticket to get to the Greeley Stampede, a voucher for two grandstand tickets for any PRCA rodeo event. Caller number 3-970-353-1310. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This week, our game beer of the week, courtesy of On the Rocks Liquor, is from Crabtree Brewing. It's a Slow Your Roll IPA. I've had this one before. Absolutely delicious. Four-pack of 16-ounce cans. So there's your game beer of the week. Thanks to our good friends over at On the Rocks Liquor, the best liquor store around. I always throw it out there. It's like the cleanest liquor store I've ever been inside. People are always like, why do you say that? You've been in those liquor stores where like the light's flickering, your feet are sticking to the floor, you're not sure where everything is. It's not the case at On the Rocks Liquor. Well organized, spick and span, and an amazing selection of craft beers for our craft beer thirsty Northern Coloradoans. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Well, County Swami needs something stronger than beer from On the Rocks to watch the Rockies at this point.
Just don't watch.
Yeah, just don't. Just watch something else, man.
Just read a book. Go outside. Touch grass.
Go enjoy life right now. We've all been locked in watching the Nuggets. The Broncos don't start training camp until July. So go out and just live life. This is your chance. Because once we get into football mode.
Well, the rain has stopped too, so.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm the rest of the week, huh? Love summer. Big summer guy. No, I'm a big cloudy, rainy, snowy, like I love that stuff. This is not for
That's
me.
Strange.
Yeah.
Folks out here is like, I live in one of the most beautiful states, but I can't stand the weather.
Can't stand the high. You get me over like 85,
There's no humidity out here
either. No, that's good, but still don't like the heat. Not good with the heat. So Draymond Green is declining his $27.5 million player option. He will enter unrestricted free agency, according to ESPN. He can talk with the Warriors. He can explore a sign-and-trade, and he can look at free agency, too. Do you think the Warriors will try to bring him back? Now, this doesn't mean he's done. He's just declining the player option, thinking he can make more than $27.5 million. I mean, how much is Draymond Green worth at this stage? How important is he? Is he a $30 million guy? I mean, is he a two-year, $30 million guy? I mean, he's still a good defensive player. Do we want to say he's a leader? Is he a leader? I mean, he almost...
There are aspects of his game that show what I would say good leadership. The thing with Draymond is, yes, he is a great player, great defensive player, good for the most part, a good teammate for a winning. He knows how to win, obviously. The issues come with everything else. It's the infighting with his teammates, actually punching teammates.
Actually punching again.
His podcast that he seems to do right after games and seems to be very nonchalant about whether it was a win or a loss. He just wants to go talk on his podcast. You have the antics on the court, whether it's kicking people, dropping the people's elbow on people, whatever it is. Draymond is it's a very risky move for any team at this point.
Well, and I was just looking at some of the payrolls of, you know, I mean, does a Phoenix Suns look at a guy like Draymond? Can you even afford that, though? Now that you bring in Bradley Beal.
They only have four guys on contract.
Yeah.
And they have to figure out what they're going to do with Ayton.
Crazy? You've got Durant, Booker, Ayton, and Chris Paul, technically, but he's out. I heard Shamit's going to be a part of the deal. And then Cameron Payne for next year. But yeah, they don't have. Everybody else is open. Torrey Craig's free agent.
So TC, come on back.
Denver? It's at $5 million.
I know there's three or four former Nuggets available this offseason.
Who else?
Jeremy Grant, Monte Morris,
and
Mason Plumlee.
Monte Morris is kind of like a Bruce Brown, not as good defensively, doesn't have,
but you
can't
show
slash
him the Bruce
like
Brown
Bruce.
Tape and say, Monte, you
can
do
can
this.
Can you be that guy? You know, because that was, Monte Morris was the Bruce Brown before Bruce Brown got to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, because Bruce Brown's not really a point guard. Monte was a backup point guard.
Yeah, he showed you point guard. The blueprint of what that six-man role would be on this team.
Yeah, and he was good. I liked Monte, and there was a time where I thought he could be a starter on almost any team in the league. And then he started for Jamal when Jamal was out, and you kind of saw, okay, he's definitely more of a bench guy. But yeah, I mean, you could probably get him for a decent deal if you can't go the Bruce Brown road. I mean, that's going to be a big conversation to be had. But Draymond, so is this the breaking up of the Warriors, or is this the Warriors saying, yeah? You're gonna decline your player option. We're not gonna hunt you. We're not gonna come back for you, because you might have ruined our prospect. Jordan Poole was a good player last year. This year, you could tell something was going on in between the years.
Was
that the punch? The fact that it went viral? All that stuff.
I make a mistake on a bad pass or something. Is Draymond gonna come punch me in the face?
Well, it's probably a little embarrassing too, right?
Sure.
You get decked and knocked out, essentially, and it's all over the world for the world to see.
Yeah, you're a young player trying to prove yourself, and it's, oh, remember I had that 30-point game in the playoffs? No, I remember you got punched in the face.
Remember you got punched in the face. Everything about Jordan Poole is going back to that moment. And I thought, man, the Warriors, they really found another one here that's going to add to their legacy. You go back to Klay Thompson. He's not the player that he was. So can the Warriors reload and get back? So our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, which team poses the biggest threat to the Nuggets as far as, you know, stopping them from winning back-to-back championships? You know, is it a Western Conference team, or do you think, no, I don't worry about anybody in the West. It's going to come down to a team in the East again. And is it a Miami Heat? Do they reload? Do the Bucks reload? Do the Celtics reload? We'll talk more about that on the other side. 38 minutes after the hour, shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses, and they provide care along the Front Range. Just recently, a couple years ago, added the location in Greeley. So they've got us covered throughout northern Colorado. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Love working with Pooter Feed Supply. Man, they've been a great sponsor of ours. They're always doing these amazing deals. Pooter Pet and Feed Supply with locations in Windsor and Fort Collins. This month, again, you know, May was like their customer appreciation month, but June apparently is kind of following suit. 20% off of dry food from the brand Fussy Cat. Buy one, get one, 50% off puree 4-packs. Buy 3, get 1 free cans, and then buy 24 fine dining cans and get $6 off. An amazing deal, regardless of what you're looking for. 40% off of Round Lake Farm feeds, too, so all month of June, whatever kind of pet you have, they're going to have you. They're going to have the hookup for you at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply with locations in Windsor and Fort Collins. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. The tight knit brewing poll question of the day: which team will be the biggest threat to the Nuggets when it comes to them winning back to back titles? Is it a Lakers team? Do they somehow reload with LeBron likely one or two more years left? And I want to talk about the LeBron James stuff, too. We got LeBron James and Michael Malone drama going on. Michael Malone, I don't have it in front of me, but Michael Malone was on the Pat McAfee show last week. And Pat McAfee asked him, like, hey, what did you think of all the day after you guys sweep the Lakers, you got all Lakers news because we're talking about whether or not LeBron James is going to retire. Malone jokingly said, yeah, by the way, on that note, speaking of the Lakers, I think I'm going to retire. Just throwing some shade at LeBron and the Lakers. LeBron Instagrams or whatever, or something, basically, like, I see I'm on your mind. I don't have the full thing in front of me, but basically, like, I see that I'm still on your mind, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I thought it was funny with Malone. LeBron's coming at it now. It's like this big old Instagram post. That's just LeBron, though.
I don't see that as an attack on LeBron or anything.
No.
It was that specific moment of the retirement thing, just because it happened right after they got swept. It was weird, but that whole, we were talking the entire series about how much media the Lakers were getting. Even after game one that they lost, they were talking as if the Lakers had won. So I think that was more frustrating to Malone, was they made one adjustment that maybe kind of worked for like a half second, and then it never showed up again or had an effect the same way it did. So,
well,
no.
And then the Lakers get swept, and that post-game conference, LeBron's like, I don't know what it means, if I'm coming back or not. And he knew damn good and well what he's doing. He knows that if he says something like that, it's going to blow up the national sports scene. He Instagrammed this. In Europe for the past few weeks, minding my business, and I hear I'm on your mind that much, huh? I mean, I guess I see why, but wave the flag on these lames. I don't even know what that means. Please make being player cool again, because the lame machine is at an all-time high. Enjoy your light, but just know I'm the sun. I stay on forever. And then a bunch of emojis and king emojis and... What does please make being player cool again? What does that even mean? So LeBron fires back there. Malone's having fun with it, man. Malone didn't do anything that really took an unfair shot at the Lakers or LeBron James.
No, if anything, it was Vic Lombardi saying we're the Nuggets or the Lakers'
daddy.
Yeah,
that one was...
That's on him.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was interesting.
But also, LeBron, you didn't even tag the Nuggets in that post. Like, if you're going to go at them, tag them in it. Or... you know, tag Malone or whoever. You didn't even do that. You just made, oh, somebody out here's got me on my mind. We don't know who, LeBron.
No.
Go wave your little checkered flag or whatever you're doing in Europe watching fake horse races. The real ones are in Serbia with the MVP.
So that was weird. That's LeBron. Another confusing tweet that happened over the weekend. I guess he'll be the new starting quarterback for the Packers. Jordan Love. We all know that Aaron Rodgers has said in the past that that he was the Bears' daddy, right? The Packers own the Bears. Jordan Love tweets to Bears fans, "Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there." I was confused by that. Wait, is he saying that the Bears fans are the Packers' daddy now? Because I get what he was doing. He's supposed to be saying, "You should be saying Happy Father's Day to us, to me." And the Packers, instead he says, Happy Father's Day to all the Bears fans out there. Dude, if you're going to trash talk, and I love the trash talk within division, I love it. You got to make it make sense, man.
Jordan, this...
it's a bad look.
You have set yourself up for failure.
For so many reasons.
It doesn't matter what you do. We were all kind of hopeful that he would come out in week one and be serviceable for a year or two and then see if he makes the jump. No, you have fallen flat on your face, and we are still 80-plus days away.
Yeah, I just don't get that.
Like, that is going to be memed to hell and back all season from Chicago social media.
I think it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Even if you were to say, we're your daddy, and got the
Like, you could have said, I'm waiting for my Father's Day card from
you.
Well,
yeah, if he got the trash talk right, then they'd still come back and we'd be like, dude, you're not anybody's daddy.
Right, but you tried it. Yeah. You thought you were doing it the right way. You just messed it up.
Yeah, because I read it at first and I'm like, wait, is what? Am I the only one that's not making sense of this? And then you go to the comments. It's like, you don't know what you're saying, Jordan. The Weld County Swami texts about the NBA. This is what makes the NBA closer to a reality TV show than anything else. What, the Draymond Green thing? Jordan Poole thing? Or the LeBron James Malone thing, maybe? Oh, yeah, but it's getting real, man. We're more and more people, regardless of the sport, are trash talking, are throwing smoke out. And I love it. I think that social media has allowed for more of that. And that's good. 11:49 the time. Let's jump out real quick and get a break. We'll wrap up hour number one. Brian Howell will join me from Buff Zone, and we'll talk about primetime and the severity of the news story we heard over the weekend about his foot. And we'll also gauge his thoughts on the future for Colorado and where they're going to go. 11:50 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
But to have a chance to work with Sean Payton was, it was a good thing, obviously. I had some choices, after leaving Arizona. But Denver being home, this is a great place, great fan base. We have a home here still. So for me, it was home. And outside of working with Sean, it was a perfect spot for me.
Vance Joseph back with the Denver Broncos. It's still kind of strange, man. Like, seeing him stand up at the podium, I'm like, wait, we just did this. We were just here doing this. Let me just, obviously we all rooted for Vance Joseph. I mean, if he was the day he was announced as a Broncos coach, you're rooting for the guy. I'm rooting for Sean Payton. I was critical of the move, kind of. A few things about his past and trading up draft picks and all that, but I'm rooting for the guy. I moved on. I was wrong about it. I didn't think the Broncos were going to make that move. They did. And now you've got Sean Payton, and I'm rooting for the guy. I want to be wrong about every take I've had about Sean Payton. Same was the case with even the most critical people of Vance Joseph. If you're a Broncos fan, at the end of the day, you want it to work out. But I actually did like Vance. He was certainly not as bad as Nathaniel Hackett. I didn't think he was as bad as Vic Fangio. Fangio really bothered me with his whole quarterback competition thing and just a few other things that bugged me. I don't know. I found myself thinking Vance Joseph might figure it out. Plus, let's face it. I mean, John Elway and company, around the time that Vance was the head coach, didn't do him any favors. They got him Paxton Lynch. They gambled on that guy in the first round, and that didn't work out. And that's what sucks about the NFL sometimes is, like, you hire a coach, you think he's going to be good, but if you don't get him the right pieces, then all that's going to be for naught, because even the greatest coach is not going to come in and turn Paxton Lynch into a superstar. I mean, we talk all these great coaches in the league. What do they have? Bill Belichick had Tom Brady forever. What is Andy Reid had? What has he had? Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes. The guys that we say are quote unquote the best coaches in the league have always had great quarterbacks. I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, any stud coaches right now. I guess you could say Kyle Shanahan has figured it out. But, man, they've got a great general manager and a great staff figuring out how to piece everything else together where the quarterback's not the end-all be-all. But for the most part, I kind of felt bad for Vance. And I'm definitely rooting for the guy now. Build his defense back up in Denver, and who knows, maybe he goes out and gets another shot. He admits it. He's like, dude, it didn't work out. There's no bad blood. It didn't work out. And that's the name of the business. And we got to be mature about it. Is it just didn't work. But I'll admit, it's very strange to see Vance Joseph back. And he's just dressed basically how he was when he was the head coach. He's got his Broncos gear on. And, he has some guys that were with him when he was the head coach, Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, Josie Jewell was there as well. But those guys have grown a lot since he was the head coach. Obviously, Justin Simmons has become kind of more of a household name. And Kareem Jackson, obviously a wily vet at this stage, but you know, he's still a very solid player defensively, and Josie Jewell's grown quite a bit. So I'm really interested in that side story. There's so many unique side stories that we're going to get into with the Broncos, Vance Joseph being one of them. Obviously, Russell Wilson, I don't know if that's a side story, but can he turn it around? Some very interesting stories as we approach training camp, or we get, what are we, about a little over a month away from training camp? That'll be fun. 11:57 the time. Stay tuned. Second hour's coming up next.